hello again, folks. Sorry for subjecting you to so much of my nonsense. I actually had a really nice day today. So if you can forgive a few more ventings of frustration, I think this post will get better. I just have to finish a few thoughts first. So as I was saying, my mother was issuing all kinds of recriminations that I hadn't initially asked the bell technician to install a jack in the bedroom on the wall where my desk is now. Well, I said, Mom, if I'd had any idea of the difficulty we would have in getting my furniture in here and then in installing a modem where the phone jack is now, of course I would have asked the bell technician to put a jack where you're suggesting. But I said, I had no idea that we would not be able to get both my desk and a table and chairs in the living room. You told me that my old place was approximately the size of my new place, and we were able to fit all that furniture just fine into my old place. It is approximately the same size. The space is just totally laid out differently. It's an entirely different configuration. I said, my computer is not only my source of entertainment, but my way of retrieving information. So I wanted to be able to spend most of my time in my living room and not be cooped up in the bedroom, which is a lot smaller. That was why, before I moved in, I asked the bell technician to put a phone jack in my living room. Of course, I had no idea that I wouldn't be able to get the desk and the table and chairs in here, and that we'd eventually have to move the desk into the bedroom. So you're blaming me for something that is really beyond my control. Anyhow, the upshot of all of this is that we had to put the modem on the floor at the head of my bed and then leave the bed pulled out from the wall, which looks silly even to me. I'm not nearly as fussy as my mother is. She constantly watches interior decorating shows. Oh, she even said yesterday, oh, I wish we'd bought a different bench now for that vestibule. I said, Mom, you liked it when we picked it out. And she said, oh, but in all the decorating shows I watch, sometimes they have to try 3 and 4 pieces of furniture before they like them. Well, we don't have the finances and the time to try 3 and 4 pieces of furniture. Oy vey. Sometimes she's a bit much. But anyway, even I'm not impressed with the way the bed is. The headboard covers half the window right now, but we had no other alternative. We had to leave the modem there, and I can't pull the bed in because I'll knock the modem over. So Mom called me last night after she got home, and she said, why don't you just call Bell and have them put a phone jack on the wall where your desk is now? That'll solve all our problems. We won't have to worry about trying a longer phone cord and then wondering if it's going to cause disruptions to your internet service. I said, Mom, I'd really rather not do that unless we absolutely have to because it's going to cost a lot of money. Well, she said, I spent all this money on Ethernet cables and phone cords and power bars, and it probably cost twice as much as it would cost to put a new jack in. I said, okay. Maybe you're right, but you also have to consider the fact that when the bell technician put a jack in the living room, yes, I know, that was my idea, my fault, mea culpa. Shall I wear a horsehair shirt and whip myself? He had to run wires from the old jack in the bedroom to the new jack in the living room. They may not be able to do that again. There may be too many wires there. And even if they can do that, they have to move all the furniture. They're not going to put things back the way you like them. They might scratch things. They might scratch the floor. Oh, no, they won't. All they have to do is run a wire. No. I couldn't seem to explain to her what the technician actually had to do to put a jack in the living room. He had to move stuff around. He did run a wire from the jack in the bedroom to the one in the living room to get it to work. Yes. But it was more complicated than she realizes. So anyway, she got quite nasty with me and just said, well, think about it. Think about it for the weekend, because we can't believe things the way they are. And she's right, we can't. I said, can't we just find a longer phone cord, like 2 extra feet, and just try it and see what happens? I said, I know that it's best to use as short a phone cord as possible, but maybe 2 feet longer will be okay, and it'll give us just the leverage we need. Well, I can't find an 8-foot phone cord, she says. I've looked everywhere. Okay, then. Why does my life have to be so complicated? Anyhow, she said, think about it. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You know, you're making things harder than they are. And if I am, I'm very sorry. I don't mean to, honestly. Well, she called me back this morning before I left for church, and she said, oh, I found a 7-foot phone cord. We have one in our house. Maybe what we should do is just wait a week. I'll probably see you at Thanksgiving. We'll try the 7-foot cord. Maybe the extra foot is all we need that we can run the modem to the window ledge and then be able to pull your bed in to the wall. So I said, okay. And she said, if your internet signal gets disrupted again, you'll just have to call Bell. You'll have to get them to put another phone jack in. So, of course, she's quite peeved that I never did that to begin with. But how was I supposed to know we'd have all these problems? Anyway, oh, God love her. She's a really good parent in a lot of ways. But I'm just finding this whole thing so bloomin' frustrating right now. And I feel like I can't really say too much because, unfortunately, my parents are, in cases like this, really the only support system I have. As I say, I try not to ask them for help very often, and I'm really sorry she came out in such bad weather, honestly. I guess I could have put up with a spotty internet connection for however long it would have taken for us to see each other again. I didn't honestly mean to cause her any grief. But like, I feel that when she's being really demanding or being, I don't know, when she's blaming me for problems that I didn't really cause, that there's not a whole lot I can say. Because sometimes I really do need her help, and I really do appreciate it. And also, I care about her very much. So I don't want to cause any kind of relationship rift between the two of us. So this is just very awkward for me. I don't know what to do. I did tell her this morning, I tried to do it in a very nice way, that I feel like this apartment isn't really a home for me, and that I think things are awfully unsettled in terms of how furniture should be arranged and all that. And she did seem to understand where I was coming from, which is nice, but she said, just think that it's a lot nicer than the place you came from. And in a way, she's right. The building is so much cleaner and more well-maintained. The people that run it are really nice. Anyway, I had a lovely morning today. It was World Communion Sunday, both at my church and at other churches. So there was some fantastic music and first-rate preaching. I'm really beginning to think that my initial negative impression of this new minister was entirely erroneous. And I'm not really sure why I thought the way I did of him at first. But I think it was because he was new, and at first he seemed conservative with a capital C to me, and rather dry and unenthusiastic, and I was paranoid that things were going to stay that way. But I'm happy to admit that I was wrong. After church, there was a presentation given by a member of the charity that runs this building, actually. And he talked about how this building and others like it throughout this city and a number of other cities provides affordable housing to people with disabilities and low income. So now people at church know exactly what kind of building I live in, which is nice. And they know what the charity is all about. Anyhow, I'm running out of time, so I'd better stop now.